The USDA's July crop production report focused on the nation's wheat crop. David Sparks, Ag Information Network. Farm Bureau blogger, reporter, and spokesperson Jake Putnam said this about last year's winter wheat crop.
It's no big surprise that the winter wheat crop is in bad shape because we've had bad weather since December. What we're seeing is not that big of a surprise. The good news is that when it heats up and the sun starts shining, that wheat crop is going to improve.
And now this year with winter wheat.
This year production is estimated at 1.2 billion bushels.
That was USDA chief economist Rob Johansson. He continues.
That is the second low since 2002. And it also comes in a little bit low on the bottom end of the trade range, so maybe a little surprise there. Although we should note that it is the third highest yield on record, if realized.
U.S. production of winter wheat is expected to be down 3% from last month's estimate.
Overall, year-to-year, down 7%. It's reflecting a loss in acreage. Steadily, each year we see fewer acres planted and harvested to that winter wheat crop.
With spring wheat?
We see an estimate coming in for the spring wheat right in the middle of the trade range at 550 million bushels. That's down 2% year over year, a little below the trend for yield expectations. But we'll see as we get into the production year what those actual estimates turn out to be.
Notwithstanding dramatic weather turns, this is David Sparks.